Fran, it was close at halftime, and you guys scored on the first possession, and then it seemed like Ohio State was able to pull away and kind of keep you at arm's length. What shifted in the game that enabled them to build that lead?
We went on a pretty big scoring drought, and as you know, if that happens, then you need stops. But we're missing, so they're running on our misses. They got going in transition. They were attacking. They got a team that can do that. A lot of different guys. So our shot selection needed to be better. Plus, we didn't get one offensive rebound in the second half. So when you're missing shots, you got to get a couple back, and we didn't do that. We did that in the first half. We got 7 offensive rebounds in the first half. It was a pretty good number, but 0 in the second half.
The way that Owen was able to start the game and really kind of dictating some things in the paint, what did they change up the way that they were guarding him at all? The way that as the
they went
half?
Bigger. You know, they went bigger. You know, they didn't really double a lot, a little bit, not much. Sometimes they do. He got a little winded, you know, because he was running the floor hard. He was posting hard. They really made him work. I probably would have put him back in with 7 minutes to go or something like that if the game was a little bit closer. I wanted to give those other guys, they had some momentum going. I just left those guys out there.
Mobley has become known for his shooting, especially early in this season. But tonight, I think 8 assists. He was doing kind of a little bit of everything. When you're looking at a player like that who's still in his first season, still kind of learning the game, what do you see from him? And
well, I think that's the key for him, you know, moving forward, you know, being able to play like that, you know, and being multidimensional. I mean, everybody knows he can shoot. But you don't want to be a guy that's just known as a bucket getter. You want to be a player. And you know, that's what he did tonight. So, you know, credit to him.
The challenge, you know, the challenges in this league of shooting on the road and trying to make something happen in someone else's gym. When the shots aren't falling tonight, was the rebounding maybe the thing that bothered you the most? You said the offensive rebounds especially.
I thought we had really good shots early. Really good shots. I mean, we even had some at the front of the rim. Not just open threes. You know, we missed 4 or 5 layups, it seemed like, in the first 10 minutes of the game. You know, so it became a struggle. You know, I think you have to credit their defense. They played really hard. They played really well defensively. They seemed to be connected. You know, in the second half, we did get into the bonus pretty quickly. You know, so we were more aggressive in transition driving the ball. But, you know, a couple times I thought, especially in that one stretch, we probably quick shot the ball a little bit more than we needed to. Needed to get it moving, get a better shot, make them play defense longer, and maybe hit a couple baskets so we can get our defense back.
You've been in this league for a little while now. What the level of this league in general this year, what has it been like as everyone's kind of hitting the midway
point?
Well,
it's different. You know, I'd say in many ways the toughest it's ever been because we have 4 new really good teams. But, you know, whether we had 12 teams, 14 teams, 16, you know, they're all really good teams. It's not like you ever look at anybody and say, okay, that's an easy win, because it's not. Every team has really good players. Every team has a really good coach. So I kind of look at it the same way. Maybe a little more travel for everybody, but there's no advantage, disadvantage. Everybody's got the same situation.
All right, thanks,
guys.